It's a Tuesday, 2 weeks out from the midterm elections. By this time, 2 weeks hence, we'll be at the polls. I won't be. I'll be sitting right here talking with you, but the rest of us will be planning to go out to the polls. And what if you go to the polls and you're worth $1.6 billion? You know, I can't. I just find that the prizes in these two lottery games to be absolutely jaw-dropping. And let's be honest, anybody who considers that, you know, what would it be like? Would you be a billionaire? I think certainly if it rolls one more time, you would be. Even if you took the cash prize and paid your taxes, you'll have over $1 billion. And you hear all of these horror stories, and I talk about them some. The horror stories of those that are billionaires and millionaires from lottery wins that have had their lives torn apart and destroyed. But there's also a lot of people out there that have taken lottery winnings and done great things and helped their communities and helped people around them and helped the less fortunate and built community centers and medical facilities and given to charity. So many great things that could be done. Think about how much good you could do, because that would be my mindset. You know, I'd make sure my kids could go to college, and probably a lot of kids would go to college because of it. But my point being is there is so much good you could do. Because there's no government red tape. You wouldn't have to deal with the government and their red tape and their bureaucracy. You could just say, listen, I think this is a good idea. We can build a community center. We can build a food bank. We can do all of these different things. We can put in a nice park, a recreational area that's available to everybody, no matter what their income level is. Think about the things you could do personally to make the world a better place. If you had $1 billion in your pocket, set up a foundation and figure out what your charity of choice is. I like Samaritan's Purse. I think they've done a fine job, and we give to Samaritan's Purse as one example. I give to the Salvation Army some as well. Different, you know, pet projects, if you will, that you can supply money to create good opportunities. On the other side of that, of course, if somebody wins the lottery that has a drug and alcohol problem, you know, I mean, you're just setting them up for destruction and failure. You know, if you have a drug and alcohol problem and suddenly you've got unlimited resources, well, what are you going to do? It's a good chance you're probably not going to run off to rehab. You're going to destroy your life. So things to consider, right? But the tax burdens are going to be incredible. And you look at, and I've gone to look at some of the biggest prizes in history. This $1.6 billion, by the way, is the largest in world history. But there was one worth $1.586 billion. That happened in 2016, $758 million in 2017, $656 million in 2012. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. By the way, the $680 million prize that's going on Powerball right now also puts it in the top five. So two of the largest jackpots ever coming at the same time. And by the way, there another one of the giant ones was earlier this year, January, $559 million. I mean, at some point, it's just, you're overwhelmed with the money, I suppose. First thing I would do is, as much as it pains me to say it, I would want to hire an attorney. Yes, it pains me to say that because the attorney, you know, although I have a couple of really good ones in my life, it pains me to say that. Guys, I don't mean anything by it. Sir, it's okay. Let's see here. Speaking of economics, if you didn't know and if you haven't been informed, Barack Obama, we should be sending him thank you cards because Barack Obama really is the guy who created this economic recovery and this whole robust economy we're enjoying right now. An economy where I had a guy on the phone yesterday who said, this whole Trump administration is killing me. It's killing me. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I can't catch a break. I have to work all the time. I have to run from job to job to job because there's so much work and so much business that Donald Trump is just killing me. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of cute. But he was telling the truth. But Barack Obama, the former president, rallying in Nevada yesterday, telling Democrats there, remember who started the country's economic recovery after the Great Recession. And accusing President Trump of practicing corrupt politics. Corrupt politics. Coming from Barack Obama. Now, that's cute. In the party of Hillary Clinton. Now, that's cute. Obama came to Nevada hoping to galvanize support for Jackie Rosen, who's trying to unseat incumbent Republican Senator Dean Heller. She, by the way, has fallen behind in that race. At one point, it looked like she was going to have a pretty easy skate. She's up 5, 6, 7 points. The blue wave was on its way. You know, it was all rainbows and unicorns in the world of Democrats. That has since changed, obviously. The Kavanaugh confirmation hearings changed the trajectory. Then comes the caravan. And then if you ladle that with common sense, then you're on your way. The caravan, I'm telling you, this is not working. If the left put this together, it was a disastrous idea. Because I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe this caravan just showed up magically and was going to make it to the U.S. border in time for Election Day. This is not an accident. You don't believe it, neither do I. So it was orchestrated by someone because somebody has to foot the bill. You're moving 7,000, 8,000, maybe 10,000 by the time he gets to the border. Demanding entry. We demand you let us in. If not, you're racist. Really? We have a sovereign border here. I'm sorry Mexico couldn't defend theirs, but we should defend ours. And when the president calls it a national emergency, he gets more people on his side of the ledger. And it's not about racism. It's not about anything like that. It's about sovereignty, national borders. You have a right to defend your borders. And by the way, that's what Michael Savage says, Language, Culture, and Borders. He'll be on the program here in a little bit. Michael Savage, his brand new book, Stop Mass Hysteria. And we spoke here recently, and we're going to share that interview with you. We spoke before the caravan had become a top news item. So it's pre-caravan, but it's post-Kavanaugh. So you get a pretty good idea because you look at the mass hysteria that goes on. I mean, you look at what's going on. You look at just yesterday, the Republican leader, McCarthy, had a boulder thrown through the window of his office in California. Kevin McCarthy had a giant rock thrown through the window of his office in California. In Wyoming, a Republican office for statewide Republicans set on fire. In Minnesota, two Republicans running for office physically assaulted. The same in California. This whole cult of violence is bearing fruit, and it needs to stop. It's gone too far. When you're encouraging people to go out and beat up and attack and harass and well, in some cases, they say follow their children. I mean, at some point, that's way over the line and has to stop. At any rate, Barack Obama's out there belittling the current president, breaking with all precedent, because it's all about power for the Democratic Party. Breaking with all precedent is Barack Obama and going after Donald Trump in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime, quite simply. All right, it's 14. Oh, and by the way, Bob Barker, hospitalized, 94 years old. Price is Right icon Bob Barker, hospitalized. Now, there's a guy that everybody knows, right? Seen him for 30, 40, 50 years. Anyhow, we'll let you know how that comes out. It's 14 after on the Steve Gerber Show.
Test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Oh. You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests, and a high score goes to...
Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.